All right, and so turning to our kind of last issue here with the libertarian freedom, libertarian free will allows gratuitous evil.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Gratuitous evil, just, right? So is that kind of like leaving a tip?
Yeah, it's the really big evils. It's just so gratuitous.
Yeah. It's the evil that
it's the Christians that go on Sunday to out to eat and they leave the $1,000 bill track and that's it, nothing else. That's the gratuity. Yeah. No, it's a little bit different than that. So libertarian free will has trouble explaining so-called gratuitous evil, various evils that appear to be pointless, having no necessary connection to greater goods.
Right. So here, the gratuitous evil then is something that happens that is just pointless.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no point to it. There's no purpose to it. It's just evil, and it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we have this free will.
Yeah. Right? So it kind of both sides of the camp could say, like, okay, here you have, for example, like Pearl Harbor happening. Oh, this is really bad evil. But it gets kind of the Americans into World War II, which, you know, depending on where you're at in history and the historical studies, seems to be a positive good thing for, you know, the world in which we live in now. And so we can kind of say, like, okay, this evil, which was really bad, it ultimately led to a really good thing, getting America into the war. But there seems to be other things that happen, like the death of a child that just happens, and you know, the parents mourn and they heal, and then they kind of go on with their life. That can't really point to like an end result that says like, okay, this child died at 2 days old, and then cancer was cured as a result of it. So
yeah.
There seems to be this unconnecting evil that's out in the world that just has no end result and point to it.
Well, in fact, the free will defense, you know, libertarian free will says that there may or may not be a purpose for anything. It's not even looking for a purpose for anything. It's just saying we have to have free will,
right?
The value is the free will, not whatever good that comes from whatever happens, right? And so anything might happen because we have free will. And so any kind of evil could happen, and there's no purpose, no rhyme or reason for it. The only reason it happened is because we have free will and we chose to do that.
Right.
Right. And so is that what we really want?
Right. And that's opposite of what Christensen wants, because he has a two-pronged need, which one of them is there's no such thing as gratuitous evil. The evil that exists in the world has to be tied to a good. We might not know what that is, especially now, but it has to happen. And then the other avenue is that it has to be, the good has to be worth it.
Right, so right. And libertarian free will, the only good that choices are tied to is the good of free will.
Right.
Not the good of whatever else might happen as a result of their choices, right? The good that they're trying to preserve here is free will,
right.
And that's it. So, you know, people could act grossly, and as long as free will is preserved, we're good to go.
Right. And so Chris goes on and continues and says, what prevents God from striking down the rapist before or during his vile act or keeping him from repeating it? Every theodicist has the burden of addressing William Rowe's challenge, the idea that none of these instances of gratuitous suffering could have been prevented by an omnipotent being without loss of greater good, seems to be an extraordinary, absurd idea quite beyond our belief, is what Rowe says here.
Right.
So for the free will theist, resorting to God's desire to retain the libertarian freedom of evil perpetrators becomes kind of an obvious problem.
Right.
So again, the reform side has the issue to deal with too. So you're saying that God decrees this rape from happening for an ultimate purpose. Reform side says yes, but the free will side says no. But then why did it take place and why didn't God stop it?
Yeah.
It's an issue that both sides have to account for.
Right. And so he tells us that Michael Peterson, for instance, simply, you know, dismisses the problem, right? He argues that we should accept gratuitous evil on the face of it. If evil seems senseless, then it probably is, right? Elsewhere, he explains that the kind of freedom which is basic to the accomplishment of great and noble actions is the kind of freedom which allows, notice, the most atrocious acts to happen, right? Wow. So what Christensen points out here is, preserving libertarian free will, is it worth the price of such horrendous evil?
Yeah.
Right? Well, we yes, this is horrendous evil. Yes, it's ugly. Yes, nobody would want this to happen. But we preserve free will.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, so the parents come to the pastor and they say, you know, our child was taken away too soon. Why did God allow this to happen? So the pastor turns to them and just says, well, God cared about everyone's free will enough to make sure that this happened.
Wow.
Or that it, he allowed it to happen because he couldn't violate the free will.
Right.
Or is kind of the Reformed perspective of God has a purpose for this. It might not be within our knowledge in this life, but we can be confident that because of who God is, his character, his nature, his decrees, what's revealed in Scripture is will make sense of this. And so it's the ability to come out and trust him. And it's hard, it's difficult, but did it happen for no reason or did it happen for a reason?
Yeah.
When you're taking the person on the deathbed and you know, what did my life matter at all? Well, your life mattered to God.
Right. Why?
Or it didn't matter
because
at all.
He preserved your free will.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So right. these do have implications in the greater confines of just pastorship and living our lives. It's something that's important to think about because both sides offer an important outcome.
Right.
So we have to make sure that we have the correct one. And again, what is our grounding? What is our grounding for that knowledge? Is it because we have a philosophical idea that we reason up to God, and so we change God's character? Or is it revealed in Scripture, it's grounded there, and we reason down from what are the implications to that?
Yeah, so exactly. And so, and this is the point that Christensen is trying to make, right? Do we really want the price of these horrendous evil? And just because, you know, God wants us to have free will, right? The supposed good that libertarians secure for all of these horrendous acts, he says it doesn't seem weighty enough to justify the terrible evils that, you know, that it risks generating,
right?
Right?